Hi, it's Diane, and I'm very excited for my new book, Daily Meditations for Visionary Leaders. Check it out on my website, visionsapplied.com/meditation. Now, on with the show.
If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you, someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. Let's welcome your host, ambassador, author, speaker, and mentor, Diane Allen. Diane has the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire, as she has been there and understands your unique intensities and their challenges.
Hi, friends. It's Diane here. And today I want to talk about spirituality in business and in leadership. Whether leadership is personally or business-wise or in any context, this episode I think will get us all thinking and get us all in a direction of understanding that spirituality and business and leadership are not mutually exclusive conversations, right? So many people tell me, well, you can't run your business spiritually. You'll never make it. Well, I'm here to tell you I am just fine and I am more than making it. So I guess that I'm onto something. So let me share a little bit about my ideas about it. And I hope that you'll send me some of your comments. You know, not everybody has to agree. And it's okay to say, well, I don't know if I understand that or I don't get it. It's fine because there's a lot of things I don't know. The more I learn about spirituality and how it affects my business, the more I realize I didn't know before. So it's one of those things where I think we're all always evolving and transforming and growing. So let me start with a little bit of what I think spirituality is or why I'm using that word and what it means to me in this context, because there's so many different definitions. Spirituality, for me, means that we're connected, that I'm connected inside with my inner most authentic self, that I'm connected to others around me, and that I'm connected to the greater good, the greater universe, nature, the ideas of things, all of it. So the more I'm connected and the more I'm in the flow of the connection of the greater, then the better my life is. Because those higher principles of love and gratitude and kindness and giving first and doing the golden rule, which means do unto others as you would have them do unto you and do it first, are the noble ways to live. That doesn't mean I'm perfect or that anyone is perfect at it. But it also doesn't mean that if I make a mistake, I should throw in the towel and give up, or it means I'm a bad person. That's not true either. Because I believe that every single one of us, you listening to me right now, are perfect and whole and complete, and you are fully equipped to do what your heart's desire says. Whatever that burning little idea, that thought, that energy in your heart, you're meant to do it. And here's the other thing. You are the only one that can bring it forward in your perfect, unique way. So yes, when you say some of your heart's desire and your vision to other people around you, they try to get you maybe to do what they think you should do. Or maybe you're really got a lot of things you can do, like you're a multi-potentialite and you can do anything. And people say, well, you could do anything, and try to sway you. Here's what I say. Do what's in your heart. If it's in your heart and it's your spiritual calling to do it, then it will be for the good of all. That's how we know. If our ego is involved, and I always say our ego is not always our amigo, so we have to watch it. If our ego is involved, then sometimes what we think is a good thing isn't for the highest good of all, which means our ego is trying to control things. So for me, spirituality is about being controlled and being connected, and it's about allowing myself to be in the flow of the greater, where I don't have to push and argue and fight and try to force things to happen. Because in business, first of all, that doesn't work very well, especially not for the long term. But I don't think it works in life either. I think it's so important to live in the flow of the universe. You know, like the flowers all bloom right on time, as long as us humans aren't getting in the way. So I think we should take a little hint and be in the flow of the greater good and enjoy the beauty of life around us instead of pushing and fighting and arguing and being afraid and worrying. All of those things are old, complicated grief from generations past. And it's time to shed all of that and live better. So that's how I operate my business, from those principles. I know that every person that comes in contact with me is meant to come in contact with me. And every person I meet is meant for me to meet. I believe that. And so I treat all of the interactions and all of my clients and all of my workshop participants and the people in the audiences where I speak as these amazing creatures, these amazing people that are here for this great interaction. And it's amazing. I love it. So business-wise, I think our lives are our businesses. Our handshake, our smile, our poise, the way we walk. Are we walking up straight or are we walking hunched over, right? How are you presenting yourself to the world? Now, I don't mean tons of high-end clothes and makeup and all of that stuff so that you can look good on the outside while secretly you're feeling sad and upset or hurt or fearful or doubtful. Now, it's okay sometimes, you know, to dress up a little if you're not feeling so great inside, but the key is to be authentic about it, to be authentic with who you are and let everything align, because in that connection, you allow your spiritual connection, that greater connection, to support you and help you and give you inspired ideas and show you actions to help yourself. Whereas when you're living in fear or grief or pain and you're constricted and holding back, then all the inspired ideas in the world can't get in because you have the door closed. And so if you want to expand in your life, you have to open the door. You have to be open and willing and receptive to things outside of yourself, to ideas you never heard of before. I mean, every day practically, I talk to somebody and they share an idea with me and I don't know about it. But I know one thing, I'm open and I'm receptive and I pay attention because it's not an accident that that person is sharing that idea with me. Now, it doesn't mean I adopt every idea and do it right away. Not at all. It means I try it on, kind of like clothes. Some things fit and I do it right away. Some things I sit on and I wait. And some things aren't for me, but I save it. And I save it because I believe that it didn't come to me by accident. And maybe I will be the re-gifter, kind of, you know, like the person shares an idea. It doesn't really work for me. But then I meet somebody, or maybe I have a client that has a similar situation. And that thing that that other person told me is a perfect thing to share with this other person. So I'm kind of like the conduit. So I don't look at everything so personally. I look at how is it all going to work together for the greater good. We know something is spiritual because it's for the greater good. That's the test. Is it for the greater good? Is it for the good of all of us, all beings? Or is it not? You ask yourself the question. Look within your heart, even like right now. What's your heart's desire? What is it that's nudging you that's trying to come into the world? Are you holding it back or are you letting it out? Are you letting part of it out and changing some of it? Are you in a situation maybe where you're afraid to let it out? You know, there was a time when I talked about running my business spiritually that people laughed at me. Now people are talking about it like it's a brand new concept, like, oh, let's put spirituality and business together. Well, I have news for them. I've been doing this for 30 years, 30 years. Back then, people looked at me like I was crazy. And maybe I am a little crazy and goofy, but I'm not out of line. I was in line because I was listening to my heart way before other people, way before. And so sometimes I had doubt and worry about it because I didn't think that the universe was ever going to catch up, even though I knew it would. So we still have our human experience while we're being spiritual in our business. There's always the human experience. So I always remind myself and I remind you that it's a yes and. It's not spiritual or business. It's not one or the other. It's both together at the same time. Yes and, not one or the other. I had an old client who said, well, I'm going to make lots of money so I can go be spiritual and help people. That's not how it works. And that person is still not doing everything that he said he could do because he's still focused outside of his alignment. So I keep reminding him like the little lighthouse on the shore. I'll just shine my light and remind, because we're all going to learn it in our own time. We're all going to get it in our own way. and trying to force an agenda or push your point on someone is out of alignment with spiritual principles. The higher principles say to be kind and loving and just and true, right? They say to stand in it, but don't force it on people. Let the people be attracted. So for 30 years, I've been living my business and living my life from spiritual principles only. And people sometimes go, wow, that's crazy. That's amazing. And sometimes they look at me and go, well, how do you do that? Because I can tell you, I've had my human ups and downs. There were days where I didn't think I was going to make it. There were days where everything was so wild and so busy and so up that I didn't know how I was going to handle it. And I've had every emotion and every feeling in between. Everyone. There are days where I was going to throw in the towel, and there are days where I had so many inspired ideas, I didn't know which one to start with. And all of it is good. You know, in the beginning, I used to judge it and think, well, this day I had a ton of inspired ideas, and now I'm not thinking anything. Now what? You know, there's nothing. But the truth is, there's an abundant supply. I had an employer historically, quite many years ago, actually, that was trying to steal my intellectual property. And a lot of my friends were getting all upset. And I was upset by it too, greatly upset. And I kept getting the message, there's more where that came from. There's more where that came from. There is more where that came from. And so every time I would humanly get upset or fearful, I would just remember the message. There's more where that came from, Diane. There's more. And I let it go the best I could. And today, I don't even look back. Because since then, I've written 4 books with 2 more about to come. I've spoken at many conferences, state and national and international. And I have great clients. And you know what? There's plenty more where that came from. Because some of the content that I have today would have been held back had I stayed in that other paradigm. So maybe it was a gift to allow that part to die so that the spiritual seasons of my business and my world could expand. And I'll bet you go through that too. I will bet there's times where maybe you have to let a chapter end and you don't want to, and maybe it hurts or you're afraid. But the most important thing to do is follow your heart. Follow the authentic urging in your heart that's trying to emerge. Just follow it. I'm getting goosebumps just telling you, just follow it, you know, because your heart won't lie to you. That doesn't mean you act frivolously. It doesn't mean you come out of alignment and do weird things. It means you let your heart show you how to negotiate this world, this crazy world, so that you can become that beacon of light. And I can tell you, it's not going to look like what you think. My world doesn't look like what I think. It's better. It's way better. And it's not because it's on the outside. It's because of what's on the inside. Everything is better than I imagine because my brain is limited. Your brain is limited. It can't see all the options and possibilities. So this is your time as you bring spirituality more alive in your business, in your business of life, and in your leadership. Because leadership is about how you show others the way. It's not necessarily correlated with position. It's correlated with how you're shining the light. An old client of mine said, you know, it's like we're all in the dark and you've got the flashlight, so we're holding your hand and we're following you. And I love that analogy. And it's true, kind of, right? When you learn something amazing and you're on fire about it, what do? You shine the light. You tell everybody. You show people. You inspire people with the great things coming through you, right? What if you did it all the time? What if that's how you lived? What if you allowed yourself to give more power to the greatness of the universe than the fear-based, ego-thinking, small-minded craziness that's all around us? What if? What if you chose consciously to be that higher beneficial presence, that voice of higher reason in the midst of fear-based gookiness? What if you are the one who is meant to bring a message of love and hope and peace to your small place in the world, or maybe your big place, right? What if? It's always very interesting, right? So when you bring spirituality and business and leadership together, and in this world now, that's the big buzzword, it's always been that way because your life is spiritual. You are spiritual. You're perfect and you're whole and you're complete. And you know what else? You brought into this world everything you need to succeed with that heart's desire. Everything. The only reason why you don't have whatever it is you think you're yearning for is because you haven't shed the old that's holding you back, or you've adopted somebody else's view or idea. Because if it's not for you to do, it's going to be tricky to get, right? So it's always important to be within yourself, to meditate or be quiet, however you do it, so that you will then be able to say, huh, what is for the highest good? What is it that's going to work? What is it that I'm to do spiritually? And then you get the free will translation of how you're going to bring it into the world. I never thought I was going to be public speaking or even doing a podcast. Are you kidding me? When I was in high school, I was so shy and so introverted and so closed down because of the world I was in. And as I've expanded and gotten more aware and opened my heart more and surrendered the old pain and grief and done a ton of work on myself, I now speak to large audiences and small audiences. And I have two podcasts, not one, two podcasts, not one, two. When a long time ago, and I repeated myself on purpose, by the way, I would have never imagined, never in a million years, because I was too shy and closed down and introverted, because I was still carrying the weight of the world that was around me. So as I've been transforming and awakening spiritually myself, my world expands and I'm awake. I'm more awake today than I've ever been. And tomorrow I'll be more awake than I've ever been. And next week I'll be more awake than I've ever been, because I am like a bulldog and I only let go for a minute to regrip. I'm on to something and I know it, and I'm not letting go of this life. My leadership is better. My connection to my business is better. My people are better. I'm better. And so I know you can do it too. I know if you're one of those bright and visionary, gifted people listening, or maybe you're somebody who has a heart's desire and you're holding it back because you don't really know how it should look. Well, I don't know how it's going to look either for me. You don't have to know how it's going to look. That's one of those fear-based lies that we're taught so that we stop. And besides, let me tell you, if you knew how it was going to look in the beginning, you're wrong anyway, because it always unfolds. It's always bigger. Everything changes with every step you take. You will never know how it's going to look when you start. That's just ridiculous that we're taught that. You know, I recently started quilting, and I've learned that. I've already know it spiritually. Things never look like they're going to look. I tell everybody that. But when I started doing this quilting thing, I thought, oh, I know how these are going to look. None of them are turning out like I thought. They're always better. I just did one thing, and I kept saying, oh, this is awful. This is awful. Like, I almost quit, I don't know, 50 times. And my friend, as patient as she is, goes, just keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going. So I kept going, and in my mind, I was like, well, this is just going to be a practice thing. This will just be a practice thing. I won't show anybody. This is a practice thing. But you know what? When it was all done, it was beautiful and amazing. And all of the flaws that I thought were flaws, and all of the things that I was judging and afraid that I didn't want anyone to see about this, are beautiful. And most of those flaws that I thought were flaws don't even exist. I couldn't find them on this thing now I tried. Because it's the overall big follow it. Just keep doing the next right thing. Just keep doing the next right thing. Follow your heart. So I have a little prayer I say every night I want to share with you, because this is one of the prayers that a very dear friend taught me. And I hold it dear to my heart because I can tell you that it's made my life better. Now here's the other part. Don't say the prayer if you're a chicken. And don't say the prayer if you are flirting with maybe thinking about trying to be spiritual in your business, but you're not all in. Wait till you're all in, okay? Because it really will change things. Because when we live in a spiritual way, we live by the seasons. And we know that the seasons are winter, spring, summer, fall, right? So winter is the cold and dark. Dark night of the soul, the transformation, the letting go, the moments when you think nothing's going to work. The spring is what? New life, new birth, waking up. Easter is in the spring, right? There's all kinds of spring festivals, May Day for the flowers. There's all kinds of things to remind us to wake up, open your eyes, let's go, things are going. And then summer is amazing because there's the growth season, right? In everything, there's a season of growth. Lots of growth sometimes, and sometimes smaller growth, but still growth. Then there's fall. Oh my, the leaves fall, right? Fall. That's when the harvest comes though, right? Some people focus on, oh no, it's about to be cold. Other people focus on, oh my God, the harvest is amazing. Look at all the great things that are coming to fruition. They're coming in the world, whether you're growing food or creating a great idea. There is a time of harvest where the good and the harvest and the amazing abundance that comes from the seeds you planted two seasons ago shows up. And then we go into a winter, a time of quiet, a time of reflection, a time of hibernation, if you will, to allow for rest. That's what winter's for. It's rest so that we can grow again in a new way, with new seeds, with new ideas, with new growth, to then what? Harvest. So your life as a spiritual being is in seasons. We live in a culture that says do it all linear. Our culture has lied to us. It's not linear. Life is not linear. Life is seasonal. So when you say this prayer, remember, life is seasonal. If you're holding on to things, knowingly and unknowingly, that are holding you back, this prayer will help you see them. The first few times I really lived this prayer, things really shifted in my life big. And there were moments where I'm like, I don't know what is going to happen. And I humanly was afraid, and I humanly didn't know what to do. And I humanly cried a lot. I talked to some people and I didn't talk to others, but it was hard. But what came out of that winter and that fall where the things were falling away from me that weren't serving me, some of it I wasn't even aware of. That's why I say knowingly and unknowingly. Some of the blockages in your life from being connected aren't in your conscious mind. None of it's your fault. It's just about realigning. So here's the prayer. I ask the universe in whatever way I feel at the moment to remove from my life anything that no longer serves me. Any people, places, things, fear, emotions, anything. Whatever is not serving my highest good and my heart's desire, to please just let it go. And usually I do this prayer at night when I'm in my bed. So I kind of open my palms and I imagine myself sinking into my bed and letting it all go, just letting it go, let it go. And then I say, and I gratefully receive all the divine ideas, the inspired thoughts, the people, places, connections that will bring about the heart's desire, my heart's desire. I don't know how it's going to look, but I know it's here. Every day is different. So I say that prayer and I mean it. I open my heart and I open my mind. I imagine my heart opening like a rose opens, you know, those fast pictures that, you know, show it opening faster. And I imagine my mind, my spiritual mind and my mental cognitive mind opening. So it allows my overexcitabilities to settle, but it also allows them to focus and align with what's mine to do. Because what is mine to do may not be what is yours to do. And what is yours to do is probably not someone else's, because we're all unique and we all have our own way. That's how it all works together like a puzzle. That's a previous episode. So let's all let spirituality be our guiding force. The idea of connecting, the idea of authenticity, the idea of being who you are as that brilliant lighthouse and attracting the right people and places and circumstances to bring your unique, special mission forward. Because there's no one before you and there will be no one after you with this specific, special mission. No one. So when someone tells you, you should do this, you should do that, or they're playing devil's advocate, they're probably puking their own fear on you. So I may listen and sometimes I stop them, but I think it's like trying on clothes. I hold on to the idea. I allow myself to hear it, And then if it's not for me, I save it in case it's for someone else. But just because someone says it doesn't mean I do it. I first go within and I ask my heart and I see my vision and I act from that place. So spirituality in business is how I've been doing it for 30 years. You can do it too if you're not already doing it. Or maybe you're listening to this episode because you see the two words together and you're like, hooray, someone else gets it. You know, we got to find our people. Or maybe you're listening to this episode because you don't believe me. And that's okay too. Because what I know to be true is that the moment I shifted, the moment I got open, and the moment I said, the higher connection of the universe is much more important than being afraid and doubtful, everything has changed. I'm calm, not depressed anymore, don't have any more anxiety. My life is great. And it's great even in the times of struggle. It's great even when I'm upset. And it's great when things around me are way off. And it's magnificent and it's great when everything's flowing perfectly. Like as I'm doing this podcast, I am in such a flow of goosebumps. I woke up with this idea to record this episode. The sun isn't up yet, but I'm alive and alert and awake, talking to you so you can wake up more. Because the more you shine your light, the darkness has to leave, right? And darkness leaves when you light the light without any fight or fuss, because it cannot win. So I hope you have benefited from this episode about spirituality and business and leadership. They're not mutually exclusive. In fact, the wise business leaders use spiritual principles and live by them. And one last note, I have met some people who've learned some of the principles and they use them to try to manipulate others. I call them pseudo-spiritual people. You got to be careful. If you're going to live this way, you have to live it from the inside out. Because if you're going to live it because you just learned it in your head and that's all, it'll look really fake and you'll hurt yourself and a lot of other people. So it's about a heart change. It's about allowing the inner part of you to get it and live from there. So you may have to heal some old wounds and you may have to transcend some old grief and you may have to put down some belief systems and paradigms that you've held for this lifetime and probably taught to you by your family. You might have to change. You might have to improve the way you do things. You might even have to be open-minded. But if you try to say, well, I'm going to live by spiritual principles from my head only and then use it to get what's mine, that fear and that disconnection and that misalignment will cost you. So what I'm suggesting is that you go within your heart just for a bit. And you live your life from that place as a business leader, as a business owner, as a human being, as someone who really in the core of your being wants good for the world, even when you've messed up. We all mess up. It's okay. So I am a business owner and I am a business leader. I also live by spiritual principles. I am a lighthouse that allows people to find safety in the storm. And tomorrow I might be something different, but I know I'm always going to be a business leader and I'm always going to be someone who is here as the lighthouse to remind you that you're a lighthouse too, to help bring you to the safety of your own inner being so you can be that magnificent lighthouse. There's nothing that brings me greater joy than the smile on your face as you live your vision, as you live what's meant for you. So email me. Or go on my website, visionsapplied.com or whatever, because I would so love to hear from you on how you're living your vision, because it matters that we all know where our people are, right? And I know you're one of my people, and I know I'm one of your people. And so together, we can use our lives in business, in leadership, in family, to live by higher principles. So that our world becomes the beauty and grace that it was meant to be without disruption and interruption of fear and greed. So until the next episode, I wish you well.
Are you tired of searching for someone who understands you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, talented, and wanting to be understood. Diane shares her insights and teachings, and you can connect with others. Join today.